done.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not believe our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who had descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
My dad plays the trumpet. When I was a couple years older than Ethan is now, my dad would let me blow into his horn as he moved the valves. I had so much fun doing that, and I ended up taking the trumpet, I think, mostly because of my dad. My dad was my first teacher when I started in fifth grade. He taught me how to play scales. He taught me how to double and triple tongue. He taught me how to make a good embouchure, how to support the air with my diaphragm. When I went to college, I was very skilled at trumpet technique, and I earned my place at the head of my section. But I was missing something important, something called musicality. Musicality is that indefinable quality that adds energy and life to music. In theological language, musicality is like the spirit of the music. Without spirit, music is rigid and lifeless. So it was for Nicodemus, a highly educated and respected Pharisee who found that he was missing the Spirit of God. Nicodemus was known as a teacher of Israel and a leader of the Jews. I wouldn't have been surprised if he could quote you chapter and verse of any of the books of Scripture. Moses, Israel's history, the prophets, all of these are things that a Pharisee would have known like the back of his hand. He would have known God's laws and his commandments by heart. And it seems like Nicodemus stayed well informed about current events After all, he knew where to find Jesus. He was obviously keeping up with contemporary theological discussions because he tracked Jesus down specifically to talk about God's Spirit and kingdom. Nicodemus's faith was technically proficient in every way, but he lacked the musicality of God's Spirit. Now, Nicodemus heard about the signs that Jesus was performing. Things like transforming 12 jars of ritual bathwater into the finest wine at a wedding. He also heard that Jesus had prophetically driven out the livestock vendors and the money changers from the temple during the Passover. He recognized the reverberations of God's Spirit in Jesus' work. And he realized that Jesus was a teacher from God. Perhaps it was at this moment that he also realized something was missing. The kingdom was present for Jesus and for those around him in a way that it was not present anywhere else. For all of Nicodemus's technical expertise, the kingdom continued to escape him. Now, technical proficiency can only get you so far. And I struggled for years to add musicality to my performances. This was actually the biggest source of frustration between my trumpet professors and me. No matter how hard I tried, I could not add spirit to my music. They told me I was too tense. They told me that I was trying too hard. I needed to stop thinking and start trusting. So often we approach the spiritual life like it's a head thing rather than a heart thing. We go through the motions of right answers and right actions, expecting that technical proficiency will be enough to get us into the kingdom. And I'm reminded of an old joke about children's sermons. A pastor calls the children of the congregation forward after the gospel reading. She invites them to sit down and she asks them to guess what animal she is describing. The animal she's thinking of is small, gray, has a bushy tail, and stores nuts for the winter. Immediately, the hand of a young boy popped up in the back row. And she calls on him and she asks, "What animal am I thinking of?" "Well," he says, "it sounds like a squirrel, but we're in church, so the answer's got to be Jesus." Too often, we've taught our children that kingdom life is about knowing the right answers and doing the right things. It should come as no surprise that an entire generation has been walking away from the church after confirmation, believing that they have already learned everything that the church has to teach. Knowledge is important, but it is not a measure of the Spirit. Even the most highly educated pastor might discover that she is missing something, that the kingdom is present for others in a way that it is not present for her. No amount of education or good deeds can gain us entrance into the kingdom. Like Nicodemus, someone can be technically proficient in every way and still not have the Spirit of God. God alone gives the Spirit. God alone brings us into the kingdom. Jesus told Nicodemus, "No one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above, and no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit." Still believing that kingdom life was in his power, Nicodemus struggled to understand how someone could re-enter his mother's womb and be born again. He was astonished, when Jesus suggested that our ability to enter the kingdom is just as limited as our ability to understand the wind. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it. But you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. You cannot achieve the kingdom through understanding. You can only enter it as a gift from God. Jesus himself was born of the Spirit, so that through faith in him, you and I would be reborn into God's kingdom. Jesus taught Nicodemus in a way that he could understand. Long ago, the children of Israel were wandering through the desert after God had saved them from the Pharaoh in Egypt. God had just saved them again from the armies of Canaan. But the people were tired of their desert wanderings. They began to speak against God and Moses. So God sent poisonous serpents among the people to kill many of them. The people were immediately sorry, and they begged Moses to intercede with God on their behalf. God told Moses to fashion a poisonous snake out of bronze on a pole and to stick it on a pole. And whenever someone was bitten by a poisonous snake, all they had to do was to look at the bronze snake on the pole and live. Likewise, Jesus taught that he must be lifted up so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Jesus opened the door to God's kingdom to us through his cross, resurrection, and ascension. The benefits of God's kingdom are available to us through faith in him. Our kingdom life is lived in the Holy Spirit and not in the flesh. Spirit alone animates flesh, and none have life apart from the Spirit of God. Nicodemus must have wrestled with this after his meeting with Jesus. He could feel the Holy Spirit breathing around Jesus. However, he hesitated to trust something he couldn't understand. I spent years of music training fighting my own hesitation to trust something that I couldn't understand. Then I began to understand the role of trust in making meaningful music. I could hear the music in my head. I could feel it in my heart. One day, I allowed the music to flow through me without trying to understand where it came from or where it was going. I was fully present to music in a way that I had never been before, and the music was fully present to me. I felt the energy hidden beneath the black ink on the white page. The spirit of the music breathed life into each line, giving it meaning and direction. The music came alive, and I knew that I had crossed a threshold into something new. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Our life in the kingdom begins with trust. Jesus promises new life through water and Spirit. This promise carries us to the font, either as adults or in the arms of trusting parents. There, through water and the Spirit, we are born anew into the kingdom of God according to God's promise. Trust is the foundation of every good relationship. Without trust, community could not exist. Without trust, we would not have life. This week, when you turn on the radio, or when you stream a song on your smart device, or when you hear music in the grocery store, listen with your heart. Feel how that performer is connected to the life and the energy of the music. And remember that you are connected to God's energy and God's life through the Spirit that you received in your baptism. God's kingdom is like a symphony, and your voice has been joined with the chorus throughout time and space. Kingdom life is not something that we need to rip from the hands of God. For God gives us the kingdom freely, having made entry possible through the work of Christ.